I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And you know, Miss Nene, I'm not sure about other people having fun, but we sure have fun putting this together and finding out new information.
We do. And then today is the day of celebration, LaVon.
What are we going to celebrate?
We are going to celebrate that this is the day of the Great American Spam Championship.
And some people are going, yay, and other people are going, oh, spam?
That's right. Spam, and it's a word that we hear so much nowadays because of the technological aspect of spam, but we're talking about spam the food, spam that you've seen on the grocery store counter for years and years and years. And some of you have horror stories to tell about that particular food product. Some of you have just laud praises over it. Because
they can be a favorite in your family.
Yes, that's right. And really, where did this spam start? How did it get going? Well, it was actually the Hormel Food Corporation in Austin, Minnesota, who created the product. George Hormel was the founder of that company. But his son, Jay, was the one who thought, we're having all this pork shoulder that we can't sell or we're not using. And so he is the one who created the recipe for Spam. And Spam, by the way, is made of ham and pork shoulder, along with water, seasoning, spices, and then whatever it takes to make it shelf stable in that can.
So there's nothing unusual in Spam.
No.
And I think it's good to think about that we're actually using one of our top agricultural products by using a lot of pork and finding a good way to use it rather than, okay, what are we going to do with this?
Mm-hmm. Well, the soldiers back in World War II certainly found that it was a necessity to have with them. And it seems like it was a worldwide product used in the military all around the world, not just for our American troops. But in World War II, those rations consisted of a lot of cans of Spam. And that's, I think, a lot of soldiers, we can go back to saying, well, either they'll really like it or they don't, because they had so much of it at that time. But think of the way that it made having your food so easy to prepare, because all you had to do was open the can that was in your knapsack and away you went.
Yep, and even at, you know, and wherever it was, it just could sit there on the shelf. It could be shipped around. Yeah, easy to take care of, easy to eat.
But I think you have some interesting highlights about how the Hormel company promoted Spam after World War II.
Yeah, we're talking about people in the service eating that. So, you know, they wanted, obviously the consumption was going to go way down because we no longer have this being shipped all over for people in various places. So they wanted to promote it, and they formed a troop of former service women to go out coast to coast and sing about it. And they,
I think that would have been so fun.
And they were called the Hormel Girls, and they associated the food with being patriotic, so we're kind of carrying on that theme. So in 1948, was 2 years after its formation, the troop had grown to 60 women and 16 forming an orchestra. So we have a singing group and an orchestra of the Hormel Girls traveling across the country. It also became a radio program, and they were disbanded in 1953. Okay. So I'm thinking there may be some listeners who might remember the Hormel Girls.
Oh, I wish they would let us know if they do. And maybe even some of them were a part of that group. How exciting that would be. Please let us know if you remember that episode in your lifetime.
And we're going to talk a little bit about more comments. But as long as we're talking about singing, I wanted to add that you mentioned that Hormel is headquartered in Austin, Minnesota. Well, Austin, Minnesota is not unproud. They like to use Spam and Hormel as really promoting their town. So they have a quartet of Spamettes. And they sing only, they use popular songs and make up parodies, including Spam. So they go around performing at groups singing about Spam, and I'm guessing it's a very popular group.
Well, and there is also a Spam Museum at Austin, Minnesota, which really highlights the whole story of Spam and how it's used. And just for fun, LaVon, I sent a message to some of our Facebook followers just to see if they have any stories of Spam and their recollection of Spam, or if even any of them have been to the Spam Museum. And it's amazing how many folks had and how enthusiastic they were about the education that they gained from going through that museum with all the interactive exhibits that there are. Mm-hmm. So definitely a top area to hit if you're on vacation in southern Minnesota.
One of the results of World War II and the occupation in different places is high popularity of Spam in the Philippines and in Hawaii. And you got mm-hmm. a comment related mm-hmm. to a person who I think grew up in Hawaii.
Yes. My friend Susan, she says, I've eaten Spam all my life. I grew up in Hawaii, where it is a household staple. My children grew up eating it with white rice and soy sauce. Or we would make what we call, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, musubi, M-U-S-U-B-I, fried Spam on rice wrapped in black seaweed with a little bit of sauce on it. Till this day, it's my kids' favorite thing to make, and they can't have a holiday without it. But interestingly, her youngest daughter loves it so much that she made her a musubi cake for one of her birthdays when she was in high school. So it definitely is a staple food in their family.
And I think other favorable comments you had, people do things with it besides opening up the mm-hmm. can and just eating it. At the mm-hmm. very basic, they fry it. But beyond mm-hmm. that, chopping it up, mm-hmm. I think there was another quick suggestion there of a favorite.
Yes.
Where they chopped it up or mashed it up?
Well, yes, they did this for Bible school. And this happens to be a hometown friend of mine in North Dakota. And they ground it up and then put pizza sauce with it and cheese and then put it under the, it was open face, put it on bread and put it under the broiler and broiled it and used it for the treats for their kids at Bible school. Yeah, for a snack. And this one little boy was so excited. He was very proud because he ate nine of those. So evidently it went over very well for him.
And saying nine of them, I mean, he doesn't eat that every day, but one of the kinds of things that people get concerned is that Spam, as it originally made, is pretty high in fat, mm-hmm. high in salt, has nitrates in it for preservation. And so it's not recommended by people who are on any of those kinds of diets. But hey, for most people, they're not eating a can of Spam every day. So
exactly.
A slice of Spam or chopped up Spam, I think it's not going to hurt anybody.
Well, and I thought of another unusual way to use Spam was another Facebook friend, and she said, how about a Spam cake? It's what they
and
do.
First thing, well, I'm envisioning this in one of Miss Nene's white cakes.
It's a pancake. Okay, envision this, a pancake with Spam in it. And I think,
What a combination.
Yeah, with butter and syrup over it. I think it'd be just wonderful. Yeah. So anyway, that's another unique way to make Spam.
Think about ham and how you could use ham.
Exactly.
Because it's, as you said, it's made from ham and from pork shoulder. So it's very much similar, although some people would say it doesn't have the same flavor as ham. It definitely has a related flavor. So mm-hmm. any way that you could use ham, you certainly could use Spam. Are we going to have a recipe?
There is not a recipe this time. I haven't tried it, and actually I've only eaten it once in my childhood. I don't think of it. It's a product that I don't think of using. But through the Iowa State Fair Food Competitions, there is a Spam contest, and this is the precursor for this Great American Spam Championship. Now, if you're interested in creating unique recipes with Spam, it doesn't matter if you're a child age 7 old and up to through adult. There are two different contests at our state fair, but then that tie in they're the preliminaries for this national contest, and this Spam contest is held at most every state fair in the country. And so they bring all those original winning recipes together on October 22nd of this year, which happens to be today, for the contest of that Great American Spam Championship. You know what the prize is, LaVon? It's pretty nice. The adult winner will receive either $3,000 or a trip to the Spam Jam Witch contest, celebration in Hawaii. And why not take a trip to Hawaii? All your creativity has gone to work and it earned you that trip.
And then you get to taste lots more kinds of Spam because in Hawaii, it's in every restaurant.
Yes. And if you're the child winner for age 7 to 17, then you're known as the National Spam Kid Chef. of the year.
Okay.
What a title.
So, and if you want spam recipes, I know if you have access to a computer, go online and there are thousands of them to choose from.
Yes.
So I hope you learned something about spam today.
Exactly. And just for fun, we are going to post some of these comments that we got on Facebook regarding spam, both those positive and negative. So you can go to kjan.com. Click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and you'll see different folks' comments about eating spam. Now remember, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.